Let's go to Australia now for another kind of protest. Aussie journalists are arguing, let us do our jobs. And the canvas for their protests, page one. Newspaper readers across Australia woke up today to the same image splashed across every major publication. It looks like somebody with a black Sharpie crossed out almost all the words, you know, like a redacted document. A big red stamp in the upper corner reads, "Secret." The protest was organized by the Right to Know Coalition, which includes all of Australia's major media organizations. Michael Miller is the executive chairman of News Corp Australia, which owns over 100 newspapers across the country.
Since 2001, we've seen at least 75 pieces of legislation which have restricted journalists being able to openly communicate what is going on in government. And so increasingly we're seeing that governments are becoming more secretive, being able to stamp top secret on documents that they just don't want to have exposed to the people who vote them in.
It's been a rough year for Australian journalists. The government suspected some of them of having access to national secrets about government surveillance programs. And in June, police raided a newsroom and the home of an editor. But the Right to Know Coalition is punching back. They want protections for journalists who break important, sometimes classified news. And they also want the government to stop hiding documents and overusing the label classified. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said he supports a free press, but that no one is above the law.
Scott Morrison's argument as Prime Minister that no one's above the law is a bit of a straw man.
Greg Jennett is a correspondent with the Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
None of the media executives running this campaign is arguing that journalists are in fact above the law. They're just asking that police not go after them when they are merely the recipients and then publishers of sensitive, sometimes classified information that comes our way.
Journalists in Australia pushing for a freer press.